News, I'm Ben Thomas. Wall Street Journal staff cheering the news that colleague Evan Gershkovich had been freed as part of a prisoner swap with Russia involving about 24 people, including Paul Whelan and Russian dissidents. In Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris among those celebrating the life of the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Harris took time away from her presidential campaign to honor Jackson Lee, who represented Houston. In a eulogy, the vice president said the lawmaker was a friend, a fighter for good causes, and a force of nature.
To know her was to know a true champion, a fierce champion for justice. Sheila Jackson Lee was a woman of deep faith and deep compassion.
More than 50 members of the U.S. House attended the service. Former President Bill Clinton said Jackson Lee was on his Just Say Yes list whenever she called him during his time in office. I'm Norman Hall.
Arrests at the southern border plummeted last month, but Jackie Quinn reports it remains a focus for the Republican ticket.
At Montezuma Pass, at the Arizona border with Mexico, Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance is blasting the Biden-Harris administration.
They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one.
Sources in Customs and Border Protection tell the AP they expect to report a big drop in arrests for illegal crossings in July. Around 57,000, for a drop of 30% from the prior month. But Vance and other Republicans say it's gone too far.
We've got hospitals where the wait times have exploded because illegal aliens are standing in front of the line of American citizens.
The administration said to be considering lifting a temporary ban on asylum because of the lower numbers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The New York appeals courts upheld the gag order on Donald Trump in his hush money case. Jobless claims up last week. Mortgage rates down, stocks closed sharply lower. This is AP News. More greatness at the Paris Games. Griffin Coolball reports.
Simone Biles edged Rebecca Andrade of Brazil during a tense all-around gymnastics final Thursday at the Paris Games to become a two-time Olympic all-around champion. Biles' total of 59.131 was just ahead of Andrade at 57.932. That's one of the closest calls Biles has ever endured at a major international event. Still, the meet ended just like all the ones Biles has started and finished over the last 11 years, with hugs and gold on the way. Biles won her sixth gold and ninth overall medal at the Olympic Games. American Suni Lee, the all-around champion at the Tokyo Olympics, earned bronze despite spending much of the last 15 months dealing with multiple kidney diseases that left her return to the Games very much in doubt. After the final score was announced, Biles and Lee bolted onto the floor, waving an American flag. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.